Baseball been very, very good to me. Remember Garrett Morris playing Chico Escuela on Saturday Night Live back in the 70s there? Baseball been very, very good to me, just like it's been very, very good to Pete Rose. But definitely baseball's been very, very good to me, because I did go to one of those Babe Ruth series games at Oracle Park. Great baseball, man. I had a good time. A combination of defensive plays, home runs and everything, a combination of exciting baseball. And I had a chance to see it. I set up in section 312, just to the southeast of home plate. And I was in the shade all of the time there. I liked the upper deck because the canopy awning or whatever you want to call it there definitely produced shade right at the beginning of the first pitch, staying cool. I feel sorry for the people in the bleachers and other places in the heat all day because it got pretty warm there at Oracle Park. But man, to see some great baseball between the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants. Had a good time. It was a spontaneous type thing. The day before, I didn't even know what I was going to do for Wednesday. And I said, hey, come Wednesday morning, I'm going to see some baseball. Haven't been to the ballpark in, I don't know, 15 years, and I had a good, good time. Anyway, we're going to have some good, good times right here with all the music till 11 o'clock at that time, Prison Focus Radio, KPOO San Francisco, Temps. Can't get next to you. Yeah, yes, I can. It's Dave, jobbing around. Good morning.
Hold it. Listen.
Lay 60 steps for sure there. I can't get next to you, 89.5 Radio. Yeah, there's 39,000 people supposedly paid attendance, but I didn't see that many there. I think a lot of them were season ticket holders that didn't show. Yeah, I went by myself because I couldn't get a ticket adjacent to where I was sitting. But they could have sat next to me because there were three or four seats on each side open. Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl from 1962 on KPOO.
but deep down in my heart, I'll love her forever. There's a rainbow all in my heart. Oh, baby, 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 oh yeah. Oh, listen to me. I'm done. Please listen to my plea. I'm looking up above. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for your love. Please, please stop this rainbow.
Oh, yeah. The Duke of Earl himself, Mr. Gene Chandler, Rainbow, the end of 62, beginning of 63, and moving up to 1978, right? Rick James? We're going to have a you and I type happening here on 89.5 Radio with Dave on a Thursday morning. We've got the music for you. Prison Focus Radio at 11 this morning, and much, much more coming your way on this very warm Thursday, August the 15th, 2019. It's going to get up to about 80 degrees here in the city. Maybe start cooling off tomorrow, so we'll see what happens with that, okay? Summer of 1978 for you and I there, Rick James getting his career underway, 89.5. Anyway, you mustn't fight it, you know, definitely got to give in for sure. The Wicked One, Wilson Pickett, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. The year was 1965.
Hey, we're going to be living for the weekend every Friday afternoon starting at 3 p.m. playing the latest in R&B. Lots of Bay Area music. Every Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock, living for the weekend with JJ on the radio from KPOO San Francisco.
It's Friday.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do?
Are you passing spirituals on to people in your life? Join Friends of Negro Spirituals in the West Oakland Library Saturday, August 17, 1 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. for a free wheelchair-accessible, family-friendly program called Illuminating Core Elements of Spirituals through Community Singing. It takes place at the West Oakland Library, 1801 Airline Street, Oakland, featuring Sam Edwards, Angela Thomas, and Yvonne Young, and Community Singing. Remember, Illuminating Core Elements of Spirituals through Community Singing. It's the program that's coming up, taking place Saturday, August 17, 1 p.m. at the West Oakland Library, 1801 Airline, Oakland. Let's learn about genuine spirituals together.
That's this Saturday. Don't miss it, okay? Yes, indeed, with Dave Jobbing Around, 1964. Noble Watts!
Yeah, come on.
Also known as Cliff Noble Watts, but I'm not sure about that. From early 1964, John Friday's son. And from 1963, we got some Keith Colley, El Morato. Yes, indeed.
Me extraña, pero cuando beso tus labios quiero, yo quiero gritar, ay, 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 no sabes cómo te quiero. Mira, estoy loco por tu amor.
Me extraña, pero cuando beso tus labios, quiero.
Yo quiero gritar, ay, 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 no sabes cómo te quiero.
Me vuelvo
loco, enamorado.
corazón, mira, estoy loco por tu amor. Tú me haces llorar, la 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 la, y tú me haces llorar.
There you go. Sometime in the spring of 1963, I think, for this, Keith Colley and El Morado. Ooh, we're going to definitely help the poor right now, that's for sure. Going to build the Navigation Center in San Francisco. B.B. King on KPOO.
Help the poor.
Help the poor.
Won't you help for me?
Help for me.
I need help from you, baby. Need it desperately. I need you so much. I need your care. I need all the loving, baby, you can spare. Help the poor. Oh, baby, help for me.
La, 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 la.
Say you will. Say you'll help me on. I can't make it no further in this world alone. Baby, I'm begging with tears in my eyes for your love, and don't you realize I need help, oh baby, help for me. You are my inspiration. You could make me be a king. But if you don't come to my rescue, I couldn't ever be anything. Help the poor.
Help the poor.
Baby, help for me.
The late great B.B. King, I guess 63, 64, helped the poor. And, oh, baby, Barbara Lynn from 1964. Yeah, you got a good thing going, baby.
No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna stick right here. I know how much you care. So don't worry, baby. Got a good thing going. He may talk about me and scandalize my name, but deep down inside, baby, I know you're my only man. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby. We've got a good thing going. Maybe I knew him once upon a time, but that's all in the past, baby. Now, baby, make me know you're mine. Oh, man, oh, man. No matter how much he wants me, I'm not going nowhere. No, no, I'm gonna stick right here, baby. I know how much you care. So don't worry about me, baby, 'cause I'm right here at home. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. We got a good thing going. Yeah, baby. Got a good thing going.
Got a good thing going there, Barbara Lynn, going back to the spring of 1964 with Dave. 23 minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock, 89.5.
Hi, this is Judy Drummond. My show is Connecting the Dots on KPOO 89.5 FM. I have a political talk show. It's every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. on KPOO 89.5 FM. Tune in and give a listen.
The need for blood is constant, and sometimes that need becomes critical. From accident victims and cancer patients to premature babies and those with blood disorders, hospital patients rely on all of us to make sure that blood is on the shelves and ready to help. That's why the American Red Cross needs you. Make an appointment to give blood today by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Your one blood donation can help save up to 3 lives. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the American Red Cross and KPOO San Francisco.
Hey, there's always something going on that's exciting and educational at the African American Art and Culture Complex at 762 Fulton Street. And what's going on now is no exception. How about the Air Done Poll? As a matter of fact, it starts today and it's going to be going on through November 2nd. So it's going to be a big display, to say the least. Sena Nofu's solo exhibit reflects her multifaceted journey on artists and curator and educator, artist and curator. That's right. And this is something that is just amazing. Through her visual language, she combines the African aesthetic, technology, family, and community. And she has the resilience, you know, of knowing the essence of African-American people. That's right. Sena Nofu's work ultimately conveys that she has everything but nothing to do with being an artist. Figure that one out. Okay. Instead, Sena Nofu has been pulled into art spaces, but in return invites and others. Okay. And of course, there's going to be an opening talk. As a matter of fact, it's going to be happening this evening at 6 o'clock. And the grand opening of this particular event will take place during that time window between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. tonight. And then there's going to be a God party, which isn't going to be happening until the 31st of October, that same time. But anyway, you can see what's going on now. And, of course, this event, this whole display is going to be happening, again, through November 2nd. And the gallery hours to see what's going on. We're going to be on Tuesday through Friday from 12 noon to 6 p.m. and on Saturday from 12 noon to 5 p.m. So check out what's going on at the African American Art and Culture Complex at 762 Fulton Street here in San Francisco. If you want more information about this particular event and display, you can go to the African American Culture Complex website, okay? Just do a Google search for their URL, all right? 26 and a half minutes after the hour 9, and from 1959, Sarah Vaughan. summer of 1959 for Sarah Vaughan, broken-hearted melody, and hey, definitely don't be cruel, at least at this stage of the game, okay? The Bill Black combo. I'm doing an old Elvis. Hey, get past that cheeseburger, okay? Black combo, don't be cruel, doing Elvis for you, hey. Love me tender and all that kind of stuff.
1964, and we gon' dance some more.
Contours.
You gotta keep up with the times if you wanna be mine. So if you can do it, let me know.
City Happenings, early 1964, and it's obvious when it was released because it's in the lyrics, 1964. The Contours, Can You Do It? That's right. Of course, the year when this record was released is, you know, not in the lyrics, Mr. Joe Simon. This is the slow version, and I must have been on something with this release. Only a Dream.
I'm
but how real it seems to me. Oh, let me tell you, baby, it was a dream, baby.
It was a dream.
It was a dream, baby.
It was a dream.
It was a dream, baby.
It was a dream.
I could see you.
It was a dream.
Standing there.
It was a dream.
With your long.
It was a dream.
Baby hair.
Wonderful Dream, yeah, Joe Simon. I wonder if this was recorded first before the final release of Only Dream, which was a lot faster, you know, because this runs, you know, over 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 11 seconds, and not appropriate for R&B or Top 40 radio, so he did another take at a faster pace, I believe. That's just a guess. I don't know. It's all happening with Dave here, going back to November of 1963, Barry's very own Joe Simon on KPOO.
Oh, Sundays are so nice. The latest in gospel music with your girl Riri on the Keep the Praise Gospel Show every Sunday morning, 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on 89.5 FM, KPOO San Francisco, and worldwide over the internet, KPOO.com. Keep the praise.
For over 15 years, the nonprofit 826 Valencia, founded by author and activist Dave Eggers and Nini Vey Caligari, has been dedicated to supporting under-resourced students ages 6 through 18 with their creative writing skills and in helping teachers inspire those students to write. 826 Valencia services are free and can be found in three centers in San Francisco, the original in the Mission, and one in the Tenderloin, and a newly opened one in Mission Bay. They are exciting and fun for kids. Their services are structured around understanding that great leaps in learning can happen with one-on-one attention, and that strong writing skills are fundamental to future success in life. If you'd like to volunteer as a tutor, donate, or just take your child to one of the centers, please go to 826valencia.org for more information. Remember, school starts soon now, so get those kids writing and off their phones. Thanks for listening.
You're so welcome. Oh, everybody's a star. That's right. 89.5 radio. Kind of a rare Gladys Knight in the Pips. This baby could swear. I declare, yeah. It's Dave jumping around. KPO.
Cussing and
Year for this last night in the Pips, but you can tell by the style it's got to be the 70s. That's right. Daddy, could I swear? Last night in the Pips with Dave here at 18 minutes before the op, 10 o'clock, 89.5 radio. And it was the end of 1960. We got some Motown stuff for you. First release, at least on Top 40 Radio. For
when I became of age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Late 1960. Those Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Back then they were just known as the Miracle. Sorry about that, Smokey, but things changed eventually. As far as the name of the group, from Detroit, Michigan, 50 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. The Godfather of Soul, before he was known as the Godfather of Soul. Was just known as James Brown back then.
There were four black horses with eyes of flaming red. There were roses tied with ribbon all around my baby's head. The bells were ringing, they all go and see. Yes, I know
James Brown. The Bells, 12 minutes before the hour of 10. Major Lance at the door on KPOO with Dave jobbing around. With the bull, you dance like that? I don't know. 1965, Major Lance.
Oh, I gotcha!
Check out Mr. Ford's Soul Explosion Show every Monday from 1 to 3 p.m.
We urge KPOO's wonderful listeners to contribute to the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund, HERF. HERF raises funds to support the grassroots movement for democracy and justice in Haiti, and all funds go directly to activists, educators, and community projects, which include mobile health clinics, rural education initiatives, women's micro-lending projects, community radio stations, and the University of the Aristide Foundation, UNIFA, which now has over 1,600 students in colleges of medicine, nursing, engineering, law, continuing education, physical therapy, and dentistry. Next step, construction of a teaching hospital, something vitally needed in Haiti. The Haiti Emergency Relief Fund supports all of this work. We stand with the movement in Haiti as it continues to fight for democratic development. To make your tax-deductible donation, visit our website at HaitiEmergencyRelief.org or mail your donations to Haiti Emergency Relief Fund, care of East Bay Sanctuary Covenant, 2362 Bancroft Way, Berkeley, California, 94704. Please make checks payable to HERF/EBSC.
And there you go. Sounds like a plan. All happening with Dave here, jiving around. Weather. Ooh, warm out there. Currently 66 degrees in downtown San Francisco, but it feels like 73. I don't know how they determine that, you know, unless the humidity is kind of oddball and everything. So the what it feels like and what the actual temperature is are slightly different. Usually when you have humidity type of thing, and then you can detect the difference. But anyway, 66 degrees, and it's going to get up to like about 78, it looks like, for a high sometime today. And, of course, it got up to the mid-80s when I was at Oracle Park for the Bay Bridge Series between the A's and the Giants, but I was in a shade, and it felt like about 83, 84 degrees. And I think it's going to be a little bit cooler today. Again, high of 78. And Friday, it looks like maybe some of the fog will start coming in again. And the high will be 74. And then Saturday, it'll drop a few more degrees, 72. Sunday, 69. So it's pretty much back to normal all the way through next Wednesday, with highs ranging from 69 on Sunday through 70, going up a little bit by next Wednesday, 6 days from now. The lows for the next 5 or 6 days, it's going to be in the upper 50s. So there you go, a little bit warmer than normal for a low. But that's the way it is here. It is the summer, and that's the way it's going to happen for sure there. So all happening with Dave, jiving around. Speaking of James Brown earlier, well, this is one of his productions with Anna King from November of 1963.
Somebody told you that they didn't love you, and later they told you they think the whole world loves you, would you still love them?
I don't know.
Would you still love them?
I don't know.
Would you still love? I don't know. I don't know. Somebody told you they believe you, and yet with every chance they still deceive you. And if somebody told you they need you bad, but when you're gone, they still ain't sad. Would you still love them?
I don't know.
Would you still love them?
I don't know.
Would you still love them?
I don't know.
Whoa! I can't forget you. I can't ever forget you. Somebody told you they didn't love you. Later they told you they think the whole world loves. Would you still love them?
I don't know.
Would you still love them?
I don't know.
Would
you still loving?
I don't know.
Whoa!
Anna King. I remember hearing this on KEWB. It was on the KEWB Fabulous 40 survey back in November of 1963. That's for sure. Otis. Just can't turn you loose. The 3 minutes before 10, 89.5, driving around with Dave on this 15th of August, 2019. Warm out there, but maybe not as warm as it was yesterday. That's for sure. We'll let you know what the weather was just a few minutes ago, and I'll stick to that, okay? Got to. Can't turn you loose. Otis Redding. About 65, 66 for that. And we got some B3 stuff for you right here. Going back to the summer, early fall, 1963. Jimmy McGriff. This is Broadway from KPO San Francisco. It's a minute before 10. Good morning. Thank you. more yet. Come on. Going back to the late summer, early fall, 1963, Jimmy McGriff there. That's the 12-inch version. The one that was played on the KDIA back then was a short version there as a single on 45. We remember Broadway. That's right, on B3, Jimmy McGriff. Getting mighty crowded. Betty Everett, 64 of the year. 4 minutes after 10 with Dave jobbing around. It's KPOO.
I'm packing up my memories, and I'm gonna move on out of your heart. Turning in my keys, and I'm gonna move on out of your heart. 'Cause there ain't a room enough for two, and sharing your heart with someone new will never do.
It's getting mighty crowded.
I'm telling you,
it's getting mighty crowded.
Gonna take these dreams of mine, and I'm gonna
fall of 1964 there, Betty Everett, just getting mighty crowded. I don't know about that. I'm just being squeezed, as a matter of fact.
Stay informed. Listen to local, national, and international news Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Friday evenings at 5:30 with Harrison Chastain, 89.5 FM, KPOO San Francisco, and on the internet at kpoo.com.
KPOO San Francisco is a listener-supported radio station and a nonprofit 501c3 organization. It's nonprofit and non-commercial radio. Please send a donation to KPOO at P.O. Box 156650, San Francisco, California 94115. Just go to kpoo.com and click on donations. Please help keep your listener-supported radio station on the air. Please send a donation to KPOO, P.O. Box 156650, San Francisco, California 94115. And of course, remember, all donations are tax deductible. There is no amount too small. We greatly appreciate any donation. So please keep your community-based radio station on the air. And thank you very much.
Keep all the pressure.
For KPOO, that's right. Curtis Mayfield.
Keep
it's all happening with Dave. 8 minutes after 10.
I've got to keep on pushing. I can't stop now. Move up a little higher. Some way or somehow. 'Cause I've got my strength. And it don't make sense. Not to keep on pushing. Little bit of soul, 'cause I've got
Now look a look, look a look, a look a yonder. Oh, what's that I see? A great big stone wall stands there ahead of me. But I've got my pride and I'm moving on aside and keep on pushing.
Go. Early summer 1964 for Curtis Mayfield, the Impressions, Keep On Pushing, or Pushing, whatever. 10 minutes after 10 with Dave diving around. Well, Pussycat.
Now, everybody,
hey.
Do it. A Pussycat.
Mango Santa Maria. Oh, yeah. Of 1964 for Mango Santa Maria. Some Cuban rhythms for you here at El Pusticat. Yeah. Fall of 1963, The Diplomats. From the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. Released the fall of 1963, The Diplomats from out of D.C. That's right. Here's a hot. Just 15 minutes after the hour 10, 89.5 radio with Dave. Hey, Lou Dorsey, what do you got to say? Huh? Tell me right now, okay?
Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more. No. Get out my eyes, children. I've got to see my way around. Way around, yeah. Get out my life, honey. Nothing but a heartache by the pound. Get off my ladder, woman. I got to climb up to the top. Get off my ladder, woman.
'65, Lee Dorsey, get out of my life, woman. What can I say? 89.5, hey, Johnny Brooklyn, yeah.
Johnny Brooklyn here to remind you every Thursday at 3, it's
Blues Oldies
and more, 3 to 5.30 Thursday afternoons right here at KPOO San Francisco.
In today's world of digital communication, we are all connected from social media to email, online commerce, and public Wi-Fi. With these liberties of instant communication, there are threats that can impact your personal identity. Identity theft is a fraudulent use of a person's personal identifying information. Here are a few simple tips to avoid becoming a victim of identity theft. Stay secure online and over the telephone by protecting your personal identification numbers, account numbers, security questions, and passwords. When establishing an online account, use a unique password. Avoid using your personal information while banking and purchasing on public Wi-Fi and public computers. Do not allow every app on your device to geographically monitor you. And keep in mind, legitimate businesses will not call or email requesting your personal information. If your personal identity has been compromised, contact your financial institution. These safety consumer tips are brought to you by KPOO 89.5 San Francisco.
Definitely some good advice. Hey, how about the Jazz B-Day Bash calendar of events? That's right, presented by Noise Records and Cinema SF. That's right, featuring live music from the Noise of All Stars from the past. That's right. Coming up on August the 29th, we got a Charlie Parker themed event. That's right. You know, circa 1920 there. There's going to be a special screening of The Bird from 1933. And then, I don't want to go too far ahead here, September 23rd. That's far in advance. We got Monday on that day. That's September the 23rd, John Coltrane. And there's going to be a screening of Chasing Train, okay? That's what's going to be happening. Chasing Train, the movie from 2016. I guess that's a documentary. I'm not too sure. Anyway, it's Jazz B-Day Bash Calendar, okay? And a lot of these events are going to be taking place at the Balboa Theater, located at 2620 or 2630, I think. Balboa Street, I think it's 2630. Balboa here in San Francisco. Just go to balboamovies.com for information as far as tickets and other information that I haven't given you right now. Okay, so there you go. It's all happening with Dave 89.5. And we got some public talks that are happening, too, but not until September. We're going to skip that because that's too far in the future as far as community calendar events. You're going to forget about it, and I'm going to be forgetting about it, too. So we'll just get back to more music. Lou Rawls on 89.5 with Dave. Love is a hurting thing. That's right. 20 minutes after the hour, 10 o'clock, Prison Focus Radio coming up at 11 o'clock this morning.
For every little kiss, there's a little teardrop. For every single thrill, there's another heartache. The road is rough, the going gets tough. Yes, love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. When you're in my arms, I'm a king on the throne. But when we're apart, I walk the streets alone. One day happiness, the next day loneliness. Love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. When love brings so much joy, why must it bring such pain? Guess it's a mystery that nobody can explain. Maybe I'm a fool to keep on loving you. Cause there may come a time you'll break my heart in two. But I want you so, I want you though, I know that love is a hurting thing. Oh, love is a hurting thing. Love.
This month, in 1966, Johnny Taylor, this was released. Got to love somebody's baby. Somebody, 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 somebody. 26 minutes after the hour, 10:89.5. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Chocuba! El Pito! Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Kind of food. What kind of food?
What kind of fool do you think I am? You think you can go on seeing him? Darling, after we had made our plans, you said I'd be your number one man.
What kind of fool
do you think I am? Think I am now? Think I am. What kind of fool did you think I'd be? You said you really, really loved me. Darling, you run around all over town. You fill me up and then you let me down.
What kind of fool
do you think I am? What do you think I am now?
Going back to the fall of 1963, what kind of fool, early 64, it's jiving around with David.
This is Brother Keith. Tune in every Thursday at 12 noon for Give Life, Save Life Radio, where we cover health, wellness, education, and quality of life, right here on 89.5 KPOO.
Everyone has ridden with an annoying commuter. Don't be an annoying commuter. First, let's start with either the very beginning of the trip or the very end, the escalator. If you have decided not to walk up the escalator, stand to the right so you can easily be passed on the left. Don't be oblivious. Second, let people walk off the tram before you walk on. It's a lot harder to exit a bus full of people than it is to enter one. Once you have arrived onto the bus, move to the back. It is important that you do not block the doors for others. Here are some basic rules of San Francisco Muni etiquette. A bag is not a passenger, therefore it does not deserve a seat on the train. Neither is a two-seater meant for one person, so don't sit across it like a bench. It may look stylish and nonchalant, but it is annoying, so stop. Remember to always give up your seat for senior citizens and women during pregnancy, and don't talk too loud on the phone. If you follow these rules, you and your fellow commuters are guaranteed to have an easy and pleasant public transportation experience.
Patty Drew, working on a groovy thing on KPOO.
When I saw you, I knew that I was gonna love you. And every day I thought, oh, how I'm gonna love you. Tasting. Music moves us along.
Ruth in the late 60s, early 70s, working on a groovy thing. 23 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. And going back to the summer of 1971, Dave and Ansel Collins, the old double barrel.
And the Magnificent.
I hope so, man.
I'm back, but the shaker of a song boasts most thundering, storming sound of soul. I am W-O-O-O, and I'm still up here again.
Ansel Collins, yes indeed, summer of 1971, sort of an oddball thing, novelty thing, double barrel. Hosting that album too, that's with the gun there. 19 minutes before 11, Johnny White from the spring of 1963, Hey Fox, without Rupert Murdoch.
Hey Fox, what do you say? Hey Fox, are you going my way? Hey Fox, you look so pretty today. Hey, hey Fox. Ask me the same, hey, hey, Fox. I can play your game, well, hey, Fox, hey, Fox, hey, Fox. When I saw you with your gray shag on, my heart skipped a beat. Because
swing of 963 there with Johnny White. In the meantime, we got some Googie Renee. This is The Slide, parts 1 and 2, with you and me on KPOO. about 63, 64 for Boogie Renee and the slide parts 1 and 2. 12 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Prison Focus Radio coming up pretty soon here in a few minutes. Tony Clark. Talk about that entertainer. It was 1965, the spring of that year. Little Toblin Town music for you here. That's right, Chicago. With Dave, 89.5 KPOO on this 15th of August, 2019. Yeah.
You're the entertainer, the entertainer. You're the entertainer, the entertainer. You made them laugh and you left them feeling glad. You made them cry and you left them feeling sad. They've seen you perform in so many places, but they're not to know you're unhappy today. So they'll never know. Go on with the show. You're the entertainer, the entertainer. You're the entertainer, the entertainer. The curtain's up and your audience is waiting out there. Now walk on stage, boy, like you don't have a care. And don't let them know that you're feeling so low. Since your girl put you down, you're a sad hearted clown. But the show must go on, go on and on. You're the entertainer, the entertainer. You're the entertainer, the entertainer. You made the grade. You fooled them well for the money they paid. Now walk off in style and don't forget to smile. Though your heart tells you frown, you can't let the people down. Sure, your one girl has gone, but you got to go on when you're the entertainer. Tell yourself that you're the entertainer.
Toblin Town music, that's right, the Windy City from Chicago. Tony Clark from the summer of 1965 there, and the entertainer. Let's go a little bit further down south, okay? And a couple of years later here on 89.5, Toussaint McCall, Nothing Takes the Place of You on KPOO.
I moved your picture from my wall, and I replaced them, both large and small. And each new day finds me so blue. Nothing takes the place of you. I read your letter one by one, and I still love you when it's all said and done. And oh, I'm so blue, because nothing, oh, nothing takes the place of you. I write this letter, it's raining on my window pane, and I feel the need of you, because without you nothing seems the same. So I'll wait until you're home. Again, I love you, but I'm all alone. And oh, my darling, I'm so blue, because nothing, oh, but nothing takes the place of you.
It's the best right here in 89.5 Radio with that Hammond B3 in the background. Toussaint McCall there, and Nothing Takes the Place of You. That's right, spring of 1967, yeah. 7 minutes before the hour, 11 o'clock, getting ready for Prison Focus Radio in just a few minutes. How about a little Sly? Closing things out.
Buttermilk, baby.
Yeah, yeah, come on.
Have a glass of buttermilk.
Anytime, baby. Family Stone, that's right, Sly, 1965, Buttermilk there, on the Autumn label. And that sort of wraps things up for another day. Bedrooms diving around, yes indeed. Coming up, Prison Focus Radio next, with a whole bunch of guests on this particular program. And don't forget, 12 noon today, don't forget Keith Crawford, his Health for Living program called Give Life, Save Life. Connecting the Dots with Judy Drummond at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock Arab Talk. Jess and Jamel, it's what they're talking about. Well, streets are remutes. They might even talk about the release of that Iranian tanker there right around the Straits of Gibraltar there, I guess. I don't know. Something going on there in the news today. Who knows? Whatever else they're going to be talking about what's going on in the Middle East, the Palestinian situation, and much more. That's Jess and Jamel with Arab Talk between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon. Johnny Brooklyn is Blues and Oldies from 3 to 5:30. The KPO Community News with Harrison Justang III. That's from 5:30 to 6 o'clock. Barriero Latino Americano, Latin Sounds with Chelis Lopez from 6 until 8 o'clock. English Pound Radio Reggae Mon, that's right, Brixton Hitman, 8 to 11. And then Madhouse Great Hip Hop with Dez between 11 p.m. and 3 o'clock on Friday morning. Anyway, we'll be back next Thursday, same time, same station. Take care. We'll catch you later. This is Dave. Bye.